With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Washington, D.C. is under heightened security at this hour after a shooting just two blocks from the White House.
At least one suspect is in custody after two National Guard soldiers were shot near the White House, and their conditions aren't immediately known. Emergency vehicles were seen responding to the area of Farragut West. At least one helicopter landed on the National Mall. Security in the area is tight at this hour. A spokesperson for D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said that local leaders were actively monitoring the situation. President Donald Trump was not at the White House during the incident. He's in Florida for the holiday. Bill Alexander, Washington.
The prosecutor handling the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and others has decided not to pursue it further. Pete Skandalakis, who took over the case last month, made the announcement in a court filing today. Blizzard warnings remain in effect in parts of the upper Midwest today, and residents from Bismarck, North Dakota to Marquette, Michigan, bracing for heavy snows. John Michael Kubu, a duck hunter who drove from Devil's Lake, North Dakota to just past Fargo, says the conditions were very obviously hard for many drivers.
Tons of cars in ditches, tow trucks, policemen. We saw one 5 or 6 car pileup with an 18-wheeler involved. I mean, it was pretty much everywhere you look and turn, there's somebody spinning out.
Kubu spoke to WDAY-TV. If you're among those hitting the road this week, look for snow and ice in some areas.
Wednesday, even into Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, into Friday. So there'll be some, you know, it's pretty narrow bands, but there'll be some significant snowfall accumulations off the lakes in Michigan and western New York.
That is Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service. Meanwhile, even though most Americans will be driving to their holiday destinations, the FAA expects the busiest Thanksgiving when it comes to flying in 15 years, more than 360,000 flights scheduled. This is SRN News. Michael Harrington reports the British government has taken to experimenting on children.
The National Health Service will begin injecting hundreds of kids across the United Kingdom with puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. The government says it wants to determine if the drugs can be safely used to support children who believe they are transgender. The announcement has been met with outrage across Britain as people condemn the unprecedented experiment as unnecessary and dangerous. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than 18 million Bibles have been sold in the U.S. this year. It's all part of a 5-year boom that the country's been seeing in Bible sales, highlighted by an uptick as about 2.4 million were sold in September of this year alone. Publishers can track how many copies of the scriptures are sold, but they don't have a demographic detail of the buyers. Tim Wildsmith, a former college campus minister turned author, wonders if the tumult of the last 5 years is playing a major role. This is SRN News. Rescuers have recovered more bodies in the search for dozens of people buried under landslides or swept away after torrential rains unleashed flash floods and triggered landslides on Indonesia's Sumatra Island.
Rescuers evacuate a senior citizen from inside a flooded house into a rubber boat. They're struggling to reach affected areas in 6 regions of North Sumatra province after the monsoon rains over the past week caused rivers to burst their banks. A police chief in the worst-hit city of Sibolga says emergency shelters have been set up and authorities are urging residents in high-risk zones to evacuate immediately, warning that continued rainfall could trigger even more landslides. I'm Charles Delezma.
13 people were killed in a fire that spread across multiple high-rise apartment buildings in a Hong Kong housing complex. 9 people were declared dead on the scene. 4 others were sent to the hospital and later passed away. More of these stories at srnnews.com.